Sierra Club is appealing the permitting process for a confined hog and cattle operation in Clay County. A First Circuit judge found that the club did not have standing to appeal the county's permit. Sierra Club took that decision to the South Dakota Supreme Court, which heard arguments on Wednesday, October 7th. Sierra Club took that decision to the South Dakota Supreme Court, which heard arguments on Wednesday, October 7th. This is the last of the three-day October session held at the University of South Dakota School of Law. The Clay County Planning Commission approved a permit for Travis and Jill Mockler to build a confined feeding operation for almost 2,500 hogs and 500 cattle. When Sierra Club appealed that decision, the Clay County Board of Adjustment heard the appeal and upheld the permit. Sierra Club appealed to the First Circuit, where Judge Tammy Byrne found that the club does not have standing as a group. Mitchell Peterson represents the club at oral arguments. He says Sierra Club has 194 members in Clay County, and they stand to be affected by air and water pollution, the smell of manure, loss of property values, and increased tax burdens. Peterson says the county process was not legal, and the Mockler's proposed CAFO also violates county ordinances. The Mockler's attorney, Brian Donahoe, tells justices that not all Sierra Club members in Clay County necessarily share the same concerns. Some might not object to all levels of animal feeding operations. Donahoe says a court case from 1875 in Dakota Territory established that local decisions should not be decided by courts, but rather by counties. The Supreme Court will issue an opinion at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks. The Clay County Planning Commission approved a permit for Travis and Jill Mockler to build a confined feeding operation for almost 2,500 hogs and 500 cattle. When Sierra Club appealed that decision, the Clay County Board of Adjustment heard the appeal and upheld the permit. Sierra Club appealed to the First Circuit, where Judge Tammy Byrne found that the club does not have standing as a group. Mitchell Peterson represents the club at oral arguments. He says Sierra Club has 194 members in Clay County, and they stand to be affected by water and air pollution, the smell of manure, loss of property values, and increased tax burdens.
Why is it they need to be named as petitioners? Why do they need to be litigants when they're not asking for individualized relief? They're not asking for relief that varies from member to member. They're asking for one form of relief here, and that is for a fair hearing process.
Peterson says the county process was not legal, and the Mockler's proposed CAFO also violates county ordinances. The Mockler's attorney, Brian Donahoe, tells justices that not all Sierra Club members in Clay County necessarily share the same concerns. Some might not object to all levels of animal feeding operations.
Individuals who have a different point of view than some other members should not be represented by the organization. And that's what Judge Byrne wisely determined in this particular case. We have no information about who these people are or where they live. And therefore, we need to know what it is specifically that they are going to say is improper.
Donahoe says a court case from 1875 in Dakota Territory established that local decisions should not be decided by courts, but rather by counties. The Supreme Court will issue an opinion at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.